Doctors working for several years in Irish hospitals and who are originally from countries outside of Europe will now finally be able to train to be consultants here. Up to now, EU or EEA citizens were given preferential access to specialist training places, but the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has said that this policy will now be brought to an end. Dr. Navid Abbas is a surgical registrar at the Midland Regional Hospital in Portlaoise. He's chair of the IMO NCHD, or Junior Doctor International Doctors Group. Dr. Abbas, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, and thank you very much. Pleasure
being here. We'll talk about the changes shortly, but tell us first about your experience working as a doctor here. You came here from Pakistan 10 years ago.
Yes, I did. Became as a result of a recruitment drive because of the shortage of doctors, which Ireland certainly faced after the EWTD compliance came into place. That was somewhere 2008 and 2009. When we were all brought in, it was a hastily agreed agreement, but afterwards a lot of us found footing by getting onto the general register. But unfortunately for us, for nearly all of us, there were pathways which did not lead to training at all. So we were sort of put into stopgap roles all across the country, wherever there was a need to fill in roster spots, but there wasn't actually a fully thought through plan of us getting into training. Now, this isn't new, this has been going on for a number of years, but I think the sheer volume of doctors which were brought into the country at that stage kind of amplified this.
So up until now, your work as a junior doctor in training, what did it count for?
Well, it counted for filling in roster spots. In certain occasions, obviously, because some people would try as much as they can, they get some reward for their effort. And eventually, after a number of years, you might be recognized into a full training, as in being fully trained. Not as, obviously, as smooth as it is for the doctors who are already here or from the European Union who get onto training schemes. But it takes a number of years longer than those doctors for us to get onto the consultant posts.
So if you wanted to be a consultant, you have to be on a postgraduate training scheme, and you're working all the time you're doing this, and you would have faced a provision where it says that EU or EEA community preference is applied by the postgraduate medical training bodies at the request of the HSC and Department of Health as part of the national policy of self-sufficiency. So what's changed now?
Well, the little thing which we have managed to do with the help of a lot of ground activism as well as activism from organizations like ours is that after 5 years of staying in Ireland, we get what is termed a Stamp 4, which is equivalent to almost a leave of indefinite stay. At that stage, even though you're not naturalized, you are now equivalent to someone applying from the EU for a training post within Ireland. Now, we shouldn't forget that that's still 5 years of us staying in the country and working without any training oversight. But it still gives us a chance which is a little bit better than it was before.
So, well, there are further barriers that remain to you moving on and becoming consultants, isn't that right?
For a number of people, it means that in those 5 years, they'll have to commit to staying here long term. But it also means that you've almost wasted 5 years of untrained medical jobs where it's not going anywhere and doesn't count towards you becoming a consultant many a times. It leaves it open to discretion of whoever is judging you at that stage, whether they accept what you're doing, but there's no hard or fast rule that it will be counted towards your training at all.
The Irish Examiner is reporting this morning that there are over 720 consultant posts here unfilled. Will these changes, in your view, help to fill the many vacancies for those doctors, especially in smaller hospitals?
Well, I hope so, because what would happen is that if you have a recognized training pathway or if you get onto training schemes, it may result in a lot more of the people who actually move away from the country staying in, but it has to be dealt with in a manner where these consultant posts are made a priority to be filled as well. Because these things have been highlighted a number of times. It's pretty clearly well known through many organizations that these posts are unfilled. So the HSC has to make an effort in filling these posts. And they have the numbers here within the system if they require. But if you're discouraging people from staying within the country, then I'm afraid that that number will still going to stay.
The government is also proposing a pandemic bonus for frontline workers. What do you think?
For me personally, I'm not sure if using words like this is, for me, ethically, it doesn't really ring a bell. But what it does mean is if you're looking at a bonus as some sort of reward, perhaps it's acknowledgement of the way that we worked through this pandemic. I was talking to one of my friends recently, and I was telling him that there aren't a lot of people who would go into a room knowing that the person is COVID positive and then actually deal with them with the knowledge that every time you're doing it, you're the only one who has to do it. But for us, I think that a reward, whether or not it's acknowledgement in monetary form or any other way, a paid leave, would be a nice gesture to many of the hospital workers.
There are many doctors in your position, many junior doctors, particularly working six-month jobs, that if you were to offer them extra annual leave, would they be able to take it?
You see, that is the problem is going to be programming that leave and seeing and making sure that the spots which have been taken on leave have been filled. We are already under a crisis for doctors and nurses all across Ireland. It will be a very difficult way to try and do that. I think other forms of compensation or reward would be much more easier to put into force. Leave would make it, annual leave would make it a little bit more difficult, even though I'm pretty sure that a lot of it would deserve it.
Dr. Navid Abbas, Surgical Registrar at the Midland Regional Hospital in Portlaoise, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.